I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Cuatro Cuadrados. Once again, this is your boy Christian, and today, before we get into it, let's go ahead and give our social medias. Chris Putalias, if you want to find me, and then also if you want to find the show, under Cuatro Dos under Twitter, Cuatro Cuadrados on Instagram. Don't forget to check us out, give us a like, subscribe. Also, don't forget to go to the YouTube channel if you're listening. Go watch. We're trying to get to 40 subscribers on the YouTube channel. We're at 38, so we need two more. So if you guys can hook it up, you know, eventually we want to get to 100, but you know, we got to take baby steps. So right now we're looking for two more people, two more brave souls that want to go ahead and subscribe to the YouTube channel. You know, we got more ideas brewing, better things coming, and better video and content coming to the YouTube channel. So hopefully here in the near future, we'll be able to get, you know, some good stuff going on here, you know, from the soccer community in Houston. So yeah, go ahead and head over there, subscribe, like, and all that. Also, if you would like to support our channel, if you would like to support our show, we do have a Patreon. So you go to patreon.com/cuatrocuatrodos and you can become a patron of the show. You will be shouted out, of course, for becoming a patron. The lowest tier is only $3 a month. So if you have $3 a month, then you can spare for your boy to make something happen, to collect the funds so I can actually, I'm trying to buy a better computer than what I have right now. So then hopefully I can, you know, have better work. And so, you know, right now we're putting all our effort and all our monies and all our savings into that. So that's going directly into buying better gear to hopefully produce a better show. So thank you. Shout out to everybody that has contributed already. I have three actually patrons in the $10 tier. So it's a $3 tier, a $7 tier, and a $10 tier. So shout out to them. Of course, their name goes on the wall of H. So if you want your name to be shouted out and to be permanently here in the little studio that we have, go ahead and head over there and, you know, give us your support. Also, don't forget that Cuatro Cuatrodos hooks up and does a little thing every Monday at 5:30 p.m. Myself, Christian, and of course, and Sebastian from the Volt League, we get together at 5:30 p.m. every Monday, and we talk about the Volt League and everything that's going on over there. So hopefully we'll have also some good content coming out of there. And starting next week, I will be posting those conversations, those chats that we call a Sunday League Talk. So this is a little segment that we do, and we're going to put that also on YouTube. So, you know, starting next week, we'll put that on YouTube, and so everybody can see it as well. So if you haven't seen it, you can actually go to the Cuatro Cuatrodos Instagram page, and they're right there for you to watch and see. And you can also support, you know, your local soccer leagues and soccer community here in Houston. So after we said all that, you know, let's get into a little bit of local soccer. What's going on here? There's a lot of stuff going on in the world when it comes to soccer. We have the Champions League. You know, we saw a couple games today. Today being Tuesday, and tomorrow we have more games in the Champions League. Also, the CONCACAF Champions League has started, with Portland tying 2-2, with Atlanta United going down to Costa Rica and getting a W. So that's, you know, that's also pretty exciting. You know, we have a couple more games. Columbus is playing. I believe Philadelphia Union is also playing. So it's going to be very exciting because there's a lot of MLS representation in the CONCACAF Champions League. Champions League, the European Champions League is always like the better, obviously, the better teams. So, you know, you have Manchester City, Borussia Dortmund, Real Madrid, who else? Bayern Munich, Paris Saint-Germain, Porto, Liverpool, And I'm missing one more, and I can't think for the life of me who it is. But that's who is going to be, I think, Chelsea they're playing? Porto? I don't know. But it don't matter. Because we're going to be talking a little bit about the Dash. So the Dash, they are starting this season this week. So if you're listening, whenever it comes out on a Wednesday, this Friday, the Dash are taking on the Chicago Red Stars for a rematch of what was last year's Challenge Cup final, basically. So this year, Challenge Cup is going to be held in like bubbles and stuff like that. So we're going to have the Dash hosting the Chicago Red Stars for that. It's going to be Friday at 7 p.m. Let me see. I have it written down here. 7:30 p.m. at BBVA Stadium. But also, I wanted to let you guys know that if you can make it early to the game, there's actually going to be like a pre-match, not party, but, you know, get-together support group, I guess we can call it, you know, it's a supporter group. But the Bayou City Republic, which is the Dash supporter group, will be getting together at pitch 25 at 5:30 p.m. You know, just a couple hours before the game, you know, to catch some drinks, hang out and stuff like that. So if you're a Dash supporter, you know, I would, you know, knowing a couple of people that, you know, participate in the Bayou City Republic, and, you know, knowing, talking to Sarah and then talking to Haley from, you know, that participate in all that. I know they have a really good atmosphere. I wish I could go, honestly, but I do have to, I have some previous engagements that unfortunately, like, it kills me inside because I was really, really, you know, pumped to go to the Dash game this year. So hopefully I'll be able to catch the next one. But I was really, really pumped and excited to actually go to this one. But unfortunately I have, you know, stuff to do that I had a really previously kind of engaged to, so I can't, unfortunately, I can't say no to that. But, you know, hopefully the next game, dude, the tickets are like $10. So, I mean, go check out, you know, the Dash. They're playing great soccer, you know, great team, great players. I mean, they've been playing quality soccer last year, so I don't see why this year would be any different, you know. And also, you know, let's support a woman soccer, you know, that is growing, is getting better, is getting bigger, and is getting more exciting to watch these, you know, these teams of women that, you know, are really killing it out there. So if you want to support, you know, your local home, you know, team, go support the Houston Dash as well. Not only, you know, your Houston Dynamo. So being that said, you know, shout out to everybody in the Bayou City Republic. Hopefully I will be there, hopefully next game, and, you know, being, you know, chanting and, you know, doing everything else that you guys do, support the Dash, you know, I'll be there, you know, side by side, arm to arm, to be supporting our ladies here in Space City White, I guess we can call it. Can we say Space City White? I don't know, but the Houston Dash has released a new jersey. Top notch. I thought the last one, you know, the one with the, you know, with the blue stripe, with the white with the blue kind of horizontal stripe in the middle, was badass. This one takes it literally out of this world, like almost literally out of this world. So this jersey, I don't know if you guys seen this. I might be able to put a picture here on the screen right now. It's a beautiful jersey, white with little, like, I know there's a technical name for them, but it's like little stars everywhere. So, and then also, you know, to kind of throw a little bit of shade, you know, smartly enough, whoever designed it put a star right above the crest to kind of signify, you know, that the Challenge Cup that they won last year. So I thought it was a little cool hint. You know, I am all, when it comes to jerseys, it's all about details. So the love ya Dash on the bottom, you know, and the little stars, it's just like beautiful little details that the jerseys come. So, you know, check out the jerseys. Tell me, you know, let me know in the comments, what do you think about the jerseys? Do you think they're fire? Do you think they're not fire, even though you might be blind if they're not? And also that created a little bit of a rivalry already, because Orlando Pride had, you know, earlier last week, actually came out with their own kit that it was like space theme as well. So it was like a black faded into the purple, you know, to the purple that we all know about Orlando. So it was pretty funny. Hold on, guys. Some technical, not technical difficulties, but you know, kind of have to plug in my computer before it dies. But yeah, sorry. Going back, so it created like a little space city, space city and space coast, because technically Orlando is not really a space city, you know, per se. You know, we have NASA here. NASA. I always say it weird. I say really weird words sometimes. Like, for example, today my brother told me I say sneakers, not Snickers, whatever, the candy, you know. But whatever. It's that ESL in me, but, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, so it created a little bit of tension there between you know, the space kids and, you know, fighting to see who is, like, the true space city, town, area, region, whatever. But you know, as we all know, as Houstonians, we are known as a space city. So, you know, Orlando, suck it, basically. But yeah.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So let's go ahead and jump into the men's side of things, into the Houston Dynamo. So today was like the comeback, or the beginning, not the beginning, but the beginning for me, I guess. I was able to go to Aviva Stadium, which is the home of the Houston SaberCats, which is the professional rugby team here in Houston, which is beautiful facility, by the way. And I think Glenn Davis had mentioned how it would be a beautiful facility for USL, like League 2 team, or maybe a USL League 1, and who knows, a USL championship team maybe in the future, who knows. But it's a beautiful facility here in the city of Houston, that, you know, like I said, home of the Houston SaberCats rugby team here in Houston. And they had the Houston Dynamo today hosted OK Energy. I don't know if they're in Oklahoma City, but they're in Oklahoma, so it's Oklahoma Energy FC, USL team, USL championship team, which kind of took part of, they kind of replaced San Antonio FC when it came to playing La Copita, which is a little cup that four teams in Texas are playing. So, you know, Houston, Austin, Dallas, and San Antonio, you know, basically competing to see who's the best in Texas, kind of. And the Houston Dynamo right now are, you know, as we talk today, as I talk right now, they're sitting in first place. And, you know, today, let me talk about today, and then we'll talk about what's going on in the weekend, or on the weekend, I guess. So today, it was a really good game. Actually, no, whatever. Let me just tell you about Dallas. So Dallas coming up, they're coming to Houston on Saturday at 4 p.m. We're playing Dallas to basically dictate who's going to be the champion and who's going to be racing the first official La Copita Texas, which is, like, you know, a cup between a mix of like the top four cities here in Houston when it comes to soccer, in a way. Shout out to Arjavids, you know, they're doing good over there, but they didn't compete, you know, in this little cup. But yeah, so that's gonna be a good game, because, you know, it's a rivalry game to begin with. And you know, we already played Austin, we beat them 3-2. It was a tough game. I wasn't able to watch it because I was at work. But, you know, to what I saw, Dynamo play really well, you know, kind of defensively. I guess they had a little bit of issues, but not really. You know, they Fafa and Maxi Rudy are the ones that are kind of showing out in these past few games. You know, they've been scoring, they've been playing a really good game. So it's very optimistic, or it brings an optimistic vibe into the whole situation of going into the season, you know. But yeah, this game, there was a lot of youngsters that got to play. Ian Hoffman started. Jafin, I don't want to say his name because I forgot. But, you know, an academy product, Juan Castilla, the young kid that was signed last year to the Dynamo, they all started playing. And then I'm missing, and I apologize to the other kid that played in the second half, but he did a really good job playing left back. I wish I could remember your name, brother, but I completely forgot. But I just want to say that, you know, shout out to the Houston Dynamo Academy. You know, Houston Dash Academy, they've been doing a great work. You know, and it also helps to have a coach like Tab Ramos, who gives opportunities to the young kids to train with the first team, to, you know, go and battle head to head to get some minutes in, you know, with some like big teams and big names, you know, out there. And just kind of show off and show out, you know, to put their talents out there and let everybody know that, you know, the Houston Dynamo Academy is doing a great job, you know, under the wing, or under the, like we say in Spanish, under the tutela of Paul Holliker, who has been like the mastermind of this Dynamo Academy. And hopefully, you know, in the near future and in the future in general, you know, we'll see the fruits of all, you know, the changes and all the good things that have come of the Dynamo Academy here in Houston Dynamo. Of course, as we all know, Memo Rodriguez has been like the primary example of what the Academy could offer. So, you know, we're just hoping for the best, and hopefully in the near future, you know, some of these kids will be blowing up, and, you know, we'll see them in a better place, either here in Houston or wherever their careers may take them. So, shout out to all the kids. They all played their hearts out. They play really good games. They looked very confident for being young kids, you know, 17, 18 years old. They looked very, you know, confident in their skills, and they weren't scared to, you know, move the ball around, keep the ball in their feet, and doing stuff like that. So, shout out to them. And then also, on Fred next week, you know, following this one, of course, Friday the 16th, it is the home opener. What is that? Home opener for the Houston Dynamo. We are going to be the first team to be playing another team, basically, in the MLS for the MLS Cup, for the MLS League, for the Major League Soccer. We are opening the MLS basically by hosting San Jose Earthquakes, and it's going to be great. I mean, I think I've been itching for soccer, so I was very grateful to be able to go to a match today and actually, you know, watch some live professional soccer, in a way, competitive soccer. So it's going to be amazing. I'm already thinking about things, you know, how I'm going to bring this experience that I'm going to have to you guys, and hopefully you guys will be able to enjoy it. You know, I've been brainstorming, and hopefully, you know, I'll be able to brainstorm some really good content for you guys. I'm going to be working on my vlogging skills, so hopefully, you know, we'll have a beautiful looking vlog of that day for you guys. I know last year I did like a little 5-minute vlog in a way, so if you guys haven't seen that, go to my YouTube channel. Go to the Cuatro Cuatro2's YouTube channel, and it is actually the first video of the channel is a 5-minute, you know, amateur vlog of me going to the home opener last year in 2020 against LA Galaxy. So hopefully this year we'll be able to do things a lot better and have better content, have better production, and doing all that. So being all that said, there's a bunch of stuff. So this week, if everything goes correctly, I will be conducting another interview/conversation with a familiar name and face that you may know of, you know, in the Dynamo community and the Houston community. So I'm very excited to talk to this person because he has been doing great things for Houston and for soccer in general. So I'm very excited to talk to him, get to know him a little bit, and for you guys to get to know him if you don't know him. But I'm pretty sure you guys know who I'm talking about. So I like, you know, I don't like to say anything before anything happens, you know, just in case. But hopefully everything goes well. And next week's episode is going to be another another one to for the books and to remember, and it's hopefully a great conversation, and it's going to be amazing. Also, later on this week, I will be releasing an episode that I have done that is on the YouTube channel. It's actually episode 36 of 442 that for some reason I was going through the feed today and I couldn't find it on the listening feed, on the hearing side of things. It's on the visual side on YouTube, but for some reason it's not on the on the audio version. So I'm gonna be releasing once again on the audio side. I mean, I don't know what happened to it. Episode 36, which was actually my conversation between myself and Sebastian, of the creator of Voltly, you know, who I've been kind of been working with, you know, doing Sunday League Talk and, you know, and some other stuff. Who lately we kind of have become, you know, not friends, I guess you can say. You know, we've been chit-chatting about, you know, where Volt League is going and a bunch of stuff. So I'm very excited, you know, as a participant and I forgot the word, a sponsor of one of the teams, you know, shout out to Inter, you know, I'm very excited to see where that league is going to go and how it's going to grow and how the Houston community, as, you know, a soccer community, is going to rally around that and is going to become. So it's going to be awesome. So I'm going to be releasing that later on in the week. So y'all get two episodes this week and then an amazing episode next week if everything goes right. So being that said, thank you very much, everybody. Go check out social medias. Go check out everything that you need to check out. Watch the other videos that we have. Watch all the other conversations that we have had in the past. They're all amazing. I really love it, talking to people. So if you actually want to be on the show, I actually want to talk to somebody about the Champions League. So if you have any knowledge of the Champions League, you know, either the CONCACAF Champions League or the UEFA Champions League, hit me up. I really want to talk to you. I really want to chit-chat, you know, about these teams and about these games. So let me know if you're down, you know, shoot me a DM, stuff like that, and we'll arrange something and we'll have you on the show. So without further ado, don't forget, everybody, patreon.com/cuatrocuatrodos to help your brother out, and everything else it will be said and will be on the links below. So thank you. Yeah, have a good night, enjoy, or good day, or wherever, you know, you're listening or watching, but have a good one. Dash on, Forever Orange, hold it down, and everything in between. So, shout out to everybody. Have a good one.